So my presentation is about improving quality and assessing impact at the child level on an orphan and vulnerable children program in Africa using an adapted child status index, and I'll explain that. I have no relationships to disclose. Our program was, it's a five-year program funded by USAID, and it's in Mozambique and Namibia. The aim of it is to improve the economic status and quality of life of 45,000 OVC and to strengthen the capacity of families to provide care and support to the OVC. These maps, they're a little small perhaps, but these are the areas in which we're working in. Umusati, Oshana, Onwiga regions in Namibia, and Gaza and Zambezia provinces in Mozambique. Our model of care, we strongly believe that the way to reach the OVC is actually through the caregivers. It's somewhat of a unique approach. And to reach the caregivers, we provide health education as well as microcredit loans. And we emphasize parenting skills training across multiple domains of OVC needs. We also have a volunteer component as well. I'm scanning over very quickly the program to get into what I'm actually going to present today, which is getting to the impact. Since we've started the program, we've been collecting data at the caregiver level to measure the economic impact of the program. We measure it at baseline and again at follow-up after 1 year, and it's a rolling admission into our program, so the data is coming in, you know, piece by piece, but we have been collecting it since we started. And just to show you a little bit, this is one group of participants, baseline and follow-up. So we are showing some improvements in economic indicators. These indicators, we have about 12 different ones, and they encompass things like wall and roof materials, the type of household assets people have, whether they send resources to other families, their ability to seek medical help when needed, as well as actual financial earnings and whether that has increased. And we also had a question about whether they are earning more than half of the household income and whether that's made a difference with our program. Since this is actually, it's not a microcredit program, it's actually an orphan program. And so what the economic strengthening is just one of the tools we're using to improve the lives of OVC. So what we were really trying to look at is what kind of impact are we having at the child level and how can we measure that? The problem of orphans and vulnerable children is not new. The attempts by the public health community to do something about it is fairly new. So the whole OVC community is working to try to get at this kind of information. Since we were already collecting data on economic indicators, we were also collecting data on some child-level indicators throughout the program. So we originally had some data. This is just a sample of what we have. We're showing that nutrition has increased. The two different indicators, four meals in the last 2 days, went up after 1 year from 55% to 87%. And for children under five, six meals in the last 2 days went from 49% to 77%. So in the meantime, while we were doing our program, a tool was developed by Duke University in Measure Evaluation in collaboration with USAID called the Child Status Index, or CSI. It was designed to better help OVC programs meet the needs of OVC across these six domains. I keep talking about the domains. These are the six international standards that we're trying to reach OVC on: health, nutrition, shelter and care, education, protection, and psychosocial support. The tool uses descriptive statements such as, you know, has enough food, looks like, is sometimes. That's just a quick picture of what the tool looks like. Just to give you a background, the background is a picture of it, and the foreground is the actual data collection tool. Okay, but we're going on quickly. What we did is we took that tool when it was developed and we went out to the field. And we had a field team meeting with both our Mozambique and Namibia staff. And we discussed using this. And we had a very detailed discussion about the form itself, and we wanted to come to a consensus across the country. So we took a very hard look at it. We compared it to what we were already collecting. The results from my team was that they overwhelmingly believed that the tool was just too complicated for our program, for the low literacy volunteers to use in the household visits. The team also felt very strongly that they didn't want to lose the greater detail of the clearly defined indicators that we were already collecting. That said, we loved the idea of the tool. It just didn't quite meet our needs. And just to give you an example, the CSI tool for food and nutrition is on the left, and what we were collecting already is on the right. So while they were looking at, you know, does the child have sufficient food to eat at all times of the year, our team was we were already collecting on whether they received 4 meals in the last 2 days, and we were also doing growth monitoring. So they just felt really strongly about not losing that greater detail. But we also looked at the tool as a whole, which encompassed all these 6 domains. And we had some gaps in our data collection that didn't encompass those domains. So we ended up developing a tool based on the CSI that low literacy volunteers and caregivers could use easily at the household level, and we have our little simple happy face or sad face approach. And shows the caregiver goals for the child, which is in line with our health education curriculum, and where they are in meeting them. The other point about this tool that we developed is that we designed it so that it can be used at multiple levels. So they can use it in the house with the OVC caregiver for the OVC, but then we can roll up the data and use it to show, you know, how is the community doing in caring for their OVC? And are there gaps? Like, are the OVC not receiving immunizations in one community as compared to another? And then we can take that to the community leaders and say, okay, so here's the gap in our community. What can we do to address this gap? We did a lot of field testing with this tool. The field staff was very involved from day one with this whole process. They reviewed the tool, they tested it, they trained on it. We hired a local cartoonist to do artwork for it. And we field tested with senior staff, then lower level staff, then volunteers, and 2 different groups of caregivers. So we were really testing this. This is our final product. I can only show you a piece of it so that it actually fits on the screen. But as you can see, it's all very visual. And I love the cartoonist, because if you see the second cartoon up at the top, I mean, everybody, you know, he's funny and accurate. This was the Namibian version of the tool, and we have someone working in Mozambique to adapt it there. Oh, and let me just... They actually circle the faces, and so they have it's on one page. I have 2 minutes left. So you can actually get a one-page snapshot of the status of the child. So far, we have collected nearly 3,000 parenting maps from Mozambique and Namibia. More are rolling in now. That was over about a 3-month period of time, and that's keeping in mind that this is a new tool and they're getting used to it. The follow-up period is scheduled for January, and we'll have more data then. But for now, I set this up across domains to show where our baseline is. As you can see, the health indicator is actually one of the lowest at 49% got the smiley face and 31% got the frowny face. So it gives us a picture of where to focus our efforts. This is a more detail, you know, breaking it down. That was the overall domain. So this is, you know, more detail within it. Like, if you'll see, it looks like we're doing fairly well on immunizing children, but we're not doing very well at getting them to the health facility the last three times needed. So we need to look at that and see why, where's the gap, what's going on. We also, you know, because I do M&E and I like to, I just showed you what the parenting map would look like afterwards. It's not really going to look like this with the red and green. That's just me playing with it. But as you can see, it immediately shows you where to look and where to focus your efforts. So the next steps is to share the analysis that we just recently did at the community level with the volunteers, with the community leaders, and with the MOH so that we can look at it from a community-wide perspective. Again, we're going to recollect data in 6 months and just continue to work to improve the lives of OVC. I think one of the greatest lessons from this is we have great acceptability and buy-in from the field staff and the caregivers. The caregivers love the tool. We actually physically leave the tool in their homes, so they can use it as both a data collection tool, but it's also a visual map, so they can look at it and see where they need to go and what to do to get there. And we think it's a sustainable tool because even though we have our fancy computers that we collect the data on right now, it can still be used in the community, you know, just tabulating after we're gone. So, I have to say it was an amazingly clean data set that I saw. And I think that was a direct result of going to the field and having the field participate in the development of this tool because very rarely seen such a exercise of clean data from paper form. So that was really very exciting. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Shall we have two questions for Sandy? Yes, please. Can you please stand up and introduce yourself?
The volunteers sit down with the caregiver and go over the tool one by one per child. Sometimes one of the downsides is it can be quite time consuming if they are caring for multiple children. And all of them are caring for multiple children, it's just how many. So it's actually usually our volunteers.